Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Devotions with Brother Mark. Here we are, May the 2nd, 2019. It's good to be able to come into your home once again and share with you another thought, another morning devotion. I haven't really decided yet whether I'm finished with talking about some of the attributes of God. I think I got a few more to go, but today I want to just take a little break and just want to share with you a text in hope of eternal life. You know, yesterday I had a funeral, and I used this text as the text that I preached during the funeral. And you know, as I knew that this person, Saturday, I knew this person was about to pass away. And when I woke up Sunday morning, the only thing that I had on my mind was, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I thought that I had that lyric, and it's not the old hymn, it's the new mashup that has "In Christ Alone" and "Cornerstone" and "Solid Rock" in it. But I had just that thought, and my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. You know, I just couldn't get that off of my mind, and that is such a good song for us to think about. And so the hope of eternal life that we have, you know, it's really, like I said, the thought is driven by a hymn, and we do want to think about the value of hymns and why they were given to us. I mean, hymn singing is so important that God gave us a whole book of the Bible full of psalms. They're songs that God gave to the children of Israel to help them in their worship of Him. And also, you know, as you read some of those psalms, that some of them are called Torah psalms, is where they teach them some of the things about the Torah. And so we know that song singing is important, and there's lots of truths that we learn from that and will help us in our spiritual walk, because we can remember some of the promises of God in the songs. As a matter of fact, you know that Paul told two of the churches, one in Ephesus and one in Colossae, to speak to themselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. So singing is an important part of our worship of God. And so today, thinking about that, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. So you think about that, and the hope of eternal life. So Paul told Timothy, Paul told Titus, and he's giving Titus some instruction. And in that instruction, he told them about the faith of God's elect and how that they have faith in Christ, and then that faith in Christ will produce godliness in them, and then hope of eternal life. So we want to think about that, and we want to think about hope. And I know you've maybe heard me talk about that before if you're a member of the church, but hope is not like a wishful thing. Hope is a confident expectation. And when the in International Standard Bible Encyclopedia was talking about hope when it comes to Christ and his thoughts about hope, and it says, hope to Christ is certainty. It's not, hope is not a wishful thing. Hope is certainty. So when the ISBE says hope to Christ is certainty, I mean, they said a mouthful there, because that is so true. It's, again, the eternal life that we have is not a wishful thing. It is a confident thing. And so the hope that we have as believers is confidence that we have eternal life. And we as believers, you know, we have the hope of eternal life because of Jesus. Hebrews 6:19 says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. And so, because Jesus went into the veil, and he sprinkled his blood on the mercy seat, and he satisfied the wrath of God, and he was raised again the third day. We now know, because of what Christ has already accomplished, that we have a confidence in the finished work of Christ, and that is our hope. And that hope and we have in Christ, it says, it's an anchor for our soul. You know, in life we're going to face difficulties, like this family today that lost a loved one. And there's many troubles and trials that we face in life, and there's going to be times maybe when we have doubts and fears. Maybe even sometimes we wonder about the future. But this text tells us about hope that we have in eternal life. And then Hebrews says about the hope we have as an anchor for the soul, sure and steadfast. When we're facing those difficulties in life and facing those heartaches, that hope that we have in Christ Jesus is an anchor for our soul. Even as we're facing death, we have that anchor that helps us not to get too out of balance or too fearful, because our faith is anchored in Jesus Christ. You know, the world doesn't have that hope. The world is without hope, because what are they hoping in? Are they hoping in their goodness? Are they hoping in some story that, well, everybody's going to go to heaven when they die or whatever? No, they don't have the hope. But we who are believers, we have hope in Christ. And so I want you to be confident, because you understand that it is the promise that God gave. See, as we read the text, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. So the promise was what Jesus told Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. The hope that we have is the promise of God, that whosoever believeth in Jesus shall never die. They'll have eternal life and they'll never perish. And so that's the hope that we have. The world doesn't have that hope, because they've not trusted in Jesus. And so they don't have any confidence as they're facing the end of life. But you and I, who put our faith and trust in Christ, we can have hope, a confidence, and a hope that maketh not ashamed. And it's a hope that's based upon the promise of God and a finished work of Christ. So as you're going throughout your day today, and maybe you're facing troubles and trials, have hope, because of the finished work of Christ, that you have eternal life and that you'll never perish. Let's pray. So Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you today, we do thank you for the hope that we have in your Son, Jesus. We thank you that is the hope of eternal life. We thank you that it's based upon what Christ has already accomplished. God, help us to recognize that it's not based upon our goodness. It's not based upon our works, but it's based upon you and what you've done for us. Lord, if there is any going through life today and they're facing difficulties and trials and maybe questions are coming into their mind, I pray that you'll help them to realize that their hope is built on Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Help them to be confident that they have that eternal life, because they know that they have believed in you. We thank you for this hope that you've given us today. It is in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.